Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I would like to begin by saying that praying and fasting are both a private affair between you and God. Prayer and fasting are both an important part of your walk with Christ. Now, sometimes we will come across needs, situations, or circumstances that are especially great. We'll come face to face with obstacles or giants that have a whole different dimension to them. I'm not talking about demons or foot soldiers. I'm talking about dark forces and principalities. And the thing about this type of opposition is that they require a specific kind of approach in order to get a breakthrough. For those who don't know, yes, some problems, some tests and challenges will not go away after one single prayer. There are spiritual problems that need to be discerned, and they require a higher godly power to break them. Mark 9, verse 29 says, He said to them, This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. This is Jesus giving us the battle plan for those stubborn spirits that come to oppose us. And the battle plan is prayer and fasting.
A prayerless Christian is powerless. Show me a Christian who prays, and I'll show you a Christian who's strong. In this life, we cannot get away from prayer. And a few points that you should be mindful of when it comes to prayer are, through prayer, the impossible becomes possible. Prayer isn't optional for us as believers, it's a necessity. We need to pray. We need to commune with God. We need to seek the Lord through fervent and honest prayer. Prayer is you not only obeying God's word, which tells us to pray always and to pray without ceasing, but it's us going into alignment with the life of Christ when he was walking on this earth. Jesus prayed. He prayed often. He went to quiet places, isolated places, so that he could pray. As people who believe in the gospel, we need to learn from this because there must be some importance to prayer if Jesus did it. There must be some effectiveness to prayer if Jesus did it. Now, I believe prayer is a pillar of strength because when you are going through hard times, the Bible especially tells us to pray. James chapter 5, verse 13 says, Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone unhappy? Let them sing songs of praise. Did you get that? Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Other translations say, If anyone is suffering, if anyone is in great hardship and distress, let them pray. Why? Why prayer? Why not find a pastor and get them to pray for you? Why not send a prayer request online? Because prayer is when you as an individual go before God and humble yourself. You lower yourself in recognition of God's power. You go to the foot of God's throne and pray that he may have mercy on you, that he may give you grace. And it's here, it's in your weakness that God's strength is made perfect.
Prayer and fasting help to silence our minds, silence our appetites, and open us up to be able to hear the still small voice of God. The problem is not that God is no longer speaking. God is always speaking. The problem is that many times we are not listening. Prayer and fasting position us to hear the voice of God and see his hand moving in our lives.
There is power in prayer. So to the believer who finds themselves in a difficult situation, pray. To the believer who finds themselves in the middle of an attack from the devil, start praying. To the believer who finds themselves feeling disappointed and frustrated, Pray. God will come through in your darkest hour, so let this verse be etched in your heart. James chapter 5, verse 13, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. You see, the thing about prayer is that it doesn't have to be formal or scripted. You don't need to be the most eloquent speaker or articulate person in the world. Prayer doesn't have to be in front of an audience or the entire church. It's simply about daily engagement and communication with God. And as a believer grows in their relationship with the Lord, prayer becomes more than just a quiet time of communion. It becomes an intimate connection to the one who supplies your every need. It becomes a sacred time to speak to the
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there, because their stories, their ideas, make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
One who provides wisdom and guidance, the one who moves mountains and brings comfort in times of need. Even though God knows our every need before we make it known, He has still commanded us to pray. To pray without ceasing, in fact. He wants us to have that open communication with Him and to rely on Him no matter our circumstances.
Prayer and fasting is a combination found frequently all throughout the Bible. It is a powerful combo of spiritual practices that many righteous men, women, and saints throughout the ages have found to hold great significance. I have heard many Christians complain over the years that they have not been able to hear from God. I wonder, however, if the problem is not God's lack of speaking, but our lack of ability to listen. We are surrounded by more noise, screens, and distractions today than ever before. Consequently, many of us are uncomfortable with silence. But what if silence is God's primary mode of communication? I believe one of the reasons we are told to pray without ceasing or to pray always is because we really ought to always be in communication with God. And you can do this in your everyday life. Everything can be an act of thanks, appreciation, and prayer. Every action can be an act of devotion to God.
Saints of God, when I say pray to win, I need you to understand that prayer doesn't just change things. Prayer reveals things. Prayer saves marriages. Prayer gives you that breakthrough. Prayer is communion with the Most High. It builds a relationship between you and Jesus. It guides you. It illuminates hidden, supernatural things, and it strengthens your inner man. In prayer, you declare that which is in the spirit realm to manifest in this world. Prayer releases the power of God for the pulling down of strongholds. It releases the power of God for the breaking of chains, for destroying generational curses, for the restoration of dry bones in dry places. Prayer is power. Prayer wins battles. Those things you struggle with, those things which you wrestle with, those things that oppose you, those battles fought in private, the victory is in prayer.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Those are the words of Jesus Christ in John chapter 14, verse 1. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have every reason not to be troubled. You have every reason not to be anxious or worried within your heart.
What I do know is at one point or another, life will place you in a position where you need help. You might need help with a child. You might need help casting out a demon. You might need help overcoming a challenge. I know that one way or another, you will need help. But here's the thing. Getting help from people, it often comes with strings attached. When someone helps you out, it's not always for free. It comes with the expectation of either, you remember what I did for you, or one day I might need your help, so just remember this favor. However, I have good news. There is a God who offers you help with no strings attached. There is a God in heaven who will offer you aid. He will give you support without any pressure or any expectation that you could ever pay him back. In fact, David spoke about the help offered by God by saying in Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The life of a Christian isn't easy. Jesus himself said that in this life, we will have trouble. But he commands us to take heart, for he has overcome the world.
Do you have an issue with anger? Look at your heart. Do you have an issue with self-control? An issue with gambling? Do you keep cycling in and out of the same sin? Well, it's a heart issue. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life, the Bible says. The issues of life are heart issues.
Don't be intimidated by the magnitude of the temptation around you. Don't be frightened by the size of the enemy. Instead, take up your weapons. Take up prayer. Take up the Word of God. Take up joy and peace in the midst of adversity. These are the things that the devil can't stand.
I believe that the reason we should not let our hearts be troubled can be found in John chapter 14, verse 6, which reads, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you move on further to read John chapter 14, verse 16, the Bible says, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. And so from these two verses, we know that if you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, then you have accepted the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is nothing that he does not regulate. There is nothing that he is unaware of. He is the answer. He is the solution for all things. And the fact that he has given us a helper, the wonderful Holy Spirit, this means that we have help in times of trouble. We have strength in times of weakness, and we have guidance in times of uncertainty. So do not let your heart be troubled, because if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if we submit to his ruling authority in our hearts, then you and I become like sheep to the Good Shepherd.
If you know what's coming, you can prepare. That's why the Bible says, take up the whole armor of God. That way, you'll be able to withstand in the evil day. We have to be ready. We have to know what's coming. We need a strategy in place. And above all, we have to trust in the Lord. David said that some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but that's not where we as children of God place our trust. We trust in Jesus. Some will run to underground bunkers, some will trust in science, and some trust in doctors. But when you find yourself in a place where your well-being is attacked, your health is being attacked, and the doctors can't do anything for you, your future is being attacked, your stability is under attack, and your resources are being attacked, you will quickly realize that you need to be able to call on a higher power. And all of a sudden, the Bible matters, because you have to now find what the full armor mentioned in Ephesians 6 is. You've got to know God's word so that you can stand in faith and declare his promises. You've got to know how to pray. You've got to have some substance about you, some conviction behind your faith.
So what does the evil day look like for you? Maybe it's a day when you are tempted to fall back into addiction. Maybe it's a day when the devil preys on your biggest insecurities and makes you feel worthless. Maybe it's a day when someone close to you, someone you trust, does you wrong, and you have the urge to revenge. These are the days when our faith is put to the test, and we have to make a conscious decision to keep following Jesus, no matter the cost. You are not without help. God is on your side. He is actually rooting for you and giving you the ability to overcome. He has filled you with his Holy Spirit, which is able to conquer every force of darkness.
In Proverbs 16, verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. There is no way that you can head into the unknown without Jesus. There's just no way. There's no way you can be at peace with an unknown future where anything can happen without Jesus. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what the year holds. You just don't know who or what's going to knock at your door. Some people had plans and unemployment knocked on their door. Some people were working hard to achieve certain things when sickness knocked on the door. Others were good, enjoying life, until uncertainty and anxiety all knocked on the door of their lives. So what do you do? What will you do?
When you're in a storm, it's time to focus on the Word of God. It's time to focus on prayer. It's time to focus on worship.